So that's taking me no time at all to grind. The kettle is boiled. I'm now transferring some water into a little pitcher. I've got my thermometer here ready as well, just to make sure it is now at 92 degrees. So I've just got time to put the grind into the AeroPress. Okay, here you go. That's in there. I'm doing the inverted AeroPress method, putting it on its head and then really being very, very precise with the brewing time. So this has gone down to 89.7. So let's just call this 90. And let's just start. I'm going to press my timer and off we go. I'm actually using the little stirrer as conductor of the water so that the water doesn't hit the grind immediately. We don't want to scald the grinds. The grinds are quite vulnerable to heat. And I'm stirring it a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how much bloom there is. Because as we said yesterday, Sally, these beans are not the freshest. That's another way of when you're brewing with the AeroPress or any brew over method, pour over rather, you can actually tell the freshness of the bean by how much bloom is sitting on top. I'm giving it another 10 stirs. Okay, we're 44 seconds into it. And, well, there is still a bit of bloom there, which is great. And I'm now going to put the lid on. Again, what's nice is to filter paper that you've got, just dampen it, let the water run through, even if you reuse your paper filter, which you can do, but then it sticks nicely and you can sit it on top there. And I'm just going to let it brew for another 45 seconds.